I say, quite frankly, anger is just one letter away from danger.
Shelley Stewart appears never at a loss for a clever turn of phrase. He built his ad firm O2 Ideas in Birmingham during the turbulent 1960s, and he did it with a white business partner.
You're the salt, I'm the pepper. So we just say it takes the salt and the pepper to have a well-seasoned table, you know.
And if you ask about race relations in Alabama, then and now, you get something like this.
It takes both the black and the white keys on the piano to play the Star-Spangled Banner.
Stewart's kind and patient wisdom was hard won. He grew up in Alabama during the height of the Great Depression and World War II. In the 1950s, along came radio.
Get ready.
Yes, this is Shelley the Early Bird Stewart. I wake up Birmingham each morning, Monday through Friday.
As Shelley the Playboy Stewart, he became a fixture as a disc jockey in 1963. He was also at the heart of a turning point in the civil rights movement.
American Airlines presents Douglas Edwards with the late news.
In Birmingham, Alabama, the civil rights demonstrators became wholesale today, and police arrested more than 450 Negro schoolchildren who played hooky to parade and picket and pray.
During Alabama Public Radio's national award-winning documentary, Civil Rights Radio, Stewart described how his broadcast helped signal the start of what became known as the Children's March.
We say when we play shake, rattle, and roll, that's the signal. Time to go out. So shake, rattle, and roll.
Get out of that bed. Wash your face and hands.
And these young protesters were met with fire hoses and police dogs. Despite all this, Stewart says he was never bitter.
And I never took time to hate. I took my time growing. Yes, I was a homeless kid. Yes, I'm a Negro, black, colored, whatever it was, so many damn things in the South. But I didn't let that stop me. I'm a proud individual.
And even though blacks had every reason to feel less than welcome in the South at that time, Stewart says he never considered starting his ad business anywhere else.
You know, I hear that, quite frankly, people saying, why would you tolerate that? What are you going to do? Get up and leave the United States of America? You're going to run? No, you work through it. You just work through it.
But when Stewart started O2 Ideas in 1968, his white business partner, Cy Steiner, was the public face of the company while Stewart worked in the background. He says some black civil rights activists bristled at this idea. Stewart shrugs it off with another quip.
I'm an old common sense guy. Outside show causes private starvation.
O2 didn't starve, but acceptance apparently took a while. When we spoke with Stewart for the documentary Civil Rights Radio, his company was representing major clients like Toys R Us and Mercedes-Benz, but no big businesses based in Alabama. Now Stewart says things are changing for the better and in the mainstream.
Oh, he's a minority. I'm going to give you a minority piece. No, I'm going to position myself to be able to compete with you, you understand, no matter what you are. So I feel pretty good that I'm working toward that solution.
And those Alabama clients are some of the firms you've heard about on Alabama Inc., including Hoare Construction, which built projects for Walt Disney World, and Buffalo Rock, whose president and COO was once a University of Alabama intern. Shelley Stewart and I talk about how we got from here to there on Alabama Inc. tonight at 10 p.m. on your local Alabama public television station. I'm Pat Duggins, APR News in Birmingham.